Yes, well, I do come from just south of what some would consider God's country in Maryland. I'm glad to be here tonight, but more importantly, and this is our bond, I trust, to be able to greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the owner of the whole universe, and it's a special privilege to be able to minister in his name. Thank you for praying. I believe if God speaks to your heart and blesses your life this week, it'll be because you sought him in prayer and you took interest in his word. I want to thank the brethren in leadership and whoever all was involved with that up front for allowing me an extra day off. Sometimes that's been requested of us, and this time I thought it was a good time to return that request. When I agreed to these meetings, I didn't know that I was also going to agree to teach school this year, so it's been a little shifting there to make it happen, but trust God will still bless us in these remaining days of this week into Sunday if he tarries. When I came here tonight, I looked at the song book, the church hymnal. Appreciate a lot of songs in this book. And I saw a song that I felt was very appropriate for the moment. I don't know how much we'll sing it this week. We may sing it more than once. And I'll have to see if the song leader, your brother, knows it. 527, Revive Thy Work, O Lord. Thy mighty arm make bare. I don't know what all you expect out of a speaker, but I can tell you this. If God decides to do something here this week that's to the glory of his name, no one's going to stop him. I hope no one would want to stop him. Conversely, if God doesn't do the work, my time was a zero, and so was yours. So we're here to seek God. And oh, if he would just raise his voice in our hearts, bring real conviction to turn our hearts toward him. The glory shall be all thine own, the blessing, Lord, be ours. Can we sing this song? Let's sing it. What a precious prayer that is. Let's continue to pray for a moment. Father, as we've implored you in this song to revive us, to fan flames of love and holy zeal, to raise your voice in our heart, to purify us with the winds of the presence